Breakfast Show with Josiah and Herbie.
Oh, it's Josiah, and I'm not going to lie, feeling a bit sick at the moment.
You should, because today was Iron Chef Thursday, and I did churros.
Yeah, I'm not sick because it was disgusting. I'm sick because I ate a lot of it.
Find out exactly how I went, because there was a few hiccups along the way.
Yeah, there was, wasn't there? You're right. We did have a big show, though, as well. Covered off men ironing. Is it sexy?
It is indeed. I got very excited about that.
A little too excited, to be honest.
We spoke about the Women's Day birthday book, the Women's Weekly. It's great.
Yeah, a little trip down memory lane there, didn't we?
Yeah, a lot of people have baked some cakes.
Also, you came clean with a confession, which is one of the best confessions I reckon I've ever seen.
I've jumped on TikTok. That's all I'm going to say.
But what you've done, you got to stay listening to find out because it's ridiculous.
I shocked you, to say the least.
It's really great. I think you're going to go viral.
You reckon?
You know how girls go on The Bachelor to try and get into Melbourne radio?
Yeah.
Nah, not for you. Your TikTok will get you there.
Do you reckon this could get me on The Bachelor?
For sure. Mate, you could be the Bachelorette from this.
Stop.
It's so good. It's so good. If Angie Kent can get on just for being a lovable, likeable person, what you do on TikTok will get you more than The Bachelor.
Do you reckon suitors will go on though?
No, probably not, to be honest. It'll keep you single, but it'll get you, you know what? You'll get a few Insta followers from it. There's a whole bunch more in there as well. Enjoy it. Thanks for downloading. Have a great day. The Hit
Breakfast Show with Josiah and Herbie. Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.
Tell you what, it's starting to smell good in this studio already because it's time for this.
Iron Chef Thursday. This is where I cook a dish using only an iron in the studio. I've tackled a few dishes in my time. A chicken parma. I've tackled the carbonara. I've even done an HSP pack.
Well, last week you tackled our secret Charla Bolognese, our recipe. I gave it to you. Not the secret ingredient. I gave you the rest of it.
Yes.
And it was delicious.
Now, many people do wonder, how do you do these herbs? Well, I just have the iron facing up. Normally put it on silk mode for those playing at home.
Why silk mode?
It's just the hottest that it offers me on this iron.
Okay.
I don't know. And I get an aluminium tray, which you might barbecue with, and I put that on top and I cook away. Now, today I think you are going to love the dish that is on the menu.
I tell you what, the oil, something's already, you turned oil, something on.
I've thrown the rule book out this morning. Because you know when they say, you can't have dessert for breakfast? Yes, you can.
Well, I can, for sure.
Yeah, you can. And I know that you love dessert. Today on the menu, I will be attempting to cook churros.
Yes!
So the Spanish donut with a side of chocolate sauce.
Now, this is... Okay, I'm not going to be pessimistic to kick it off with, because I'm a positive person and I love churros. I've lived in Spain for a couple of months and I've had a lot of churros over the years, Herbs. Did you know that?
No, and I've also never cooked them, so I don't know how this is going to go.
Well, me, Espanol Charla, is going to be a strong judge this morning. I feel like I need to step up my how fussy I am with my food a little bit.
Well, I'm going to have to step up my game too because one of the steps that I read off this recipe is use an electric mixer to beat until smooth. I don't have that.
What do you have?
I got this, my right arm.
Your wrist and a fork.
And I'm going to beat away, buddy.
That's all you need, to be honest. Yeah. Like, it's like when they say that with eggs and stuff like that. Yeah. Mate, you can't beat a good scrambled eggs by mixing it with a fork yourself. Whisk that, baby!
This is true. Now, I've already put the butter on. It's melting away. Oh,
that's what I can smell.
You can smell some melted butter. If you want to see past recipes, you can go to our Instagram at HitchEV. There's a highlight reel up there of all the meals I've done. But I will be putting more stories up, so follow HitchEV so you can see how today's churros goes.
Looking forward to that before 9 o'clock. Hopefully, we've got churros in the studio. I don't reckon it will take you that long.
I've got to get the oil hot. You deep fry it.
Have you made the batter yet?
No.
Oh, okay. So there's a fair bit to do.
No, I haven't done nothing. I literally have put butter on. That's all I've done.
We've got an hour and 50 minutes before the end of the show to hopefully have churros in the studio. I'm very excited, very hungry as well.
Show. With Josiah and Herbie, Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.
I've got to confess, I've done something over the weekend. I started it and I did it completely yesterday. And it's something that I'm against. It's something that I've been strongly opposed to over the last couple of months. Something that you have been on for a while. Many people are getting around it at the moment. And I just thought, I don't know why, over the weekend something hit me and I bit the bullet and I said, you got to jump on the bandwagon. And that is TikTok.
Well, you're on. But I still want that. Finally, what got through? You've been paying me out for months of this.
I know, I've been paying many people out.
Dare I say, you're a hypocrite, mate.
I am. And I'm here to confess and say that I was wrong. I've jumped on the bandwagon. It's great. I have created my own page.
Have you put any things up yet?
So what I did is I had a few drafts and I just published it all yesterday. And I haven't been on since I published it. So I actually haven't looked at my account to see what's happened.
What's your name? I'll go on mine now and give you a follow.
This is the thing. It's not Herbie. It's not Nat. My account is Thumb Gal. G-A-L.
G-A-L. Thumb Gal.
Thumb Gal.
Why? Oh, my goodness. What have you done? What are you doing, mate? Do you want to be single for the rest of your life? You will never get married, Herbie. I mean, full points. If this doesn't go... Okay, I don't know how to explain to everyone what you've done here. Thumb girl. Basically...
Gal. I'm G-A-L,
gal, sorry. You've turned your head into a thumb.
Yes. Yes, but I'm a thumb that works out. I'm a thumb going down a slide. I'm a thumb watching a footy. Thumb having an espresso martini. I'm just a thumb.
I don't want to be rude, but have you put an effect on any of these photos or videos?
No.
How do you make your head look like that?
It's just a talent.
You look like a thumb. You look like, you know, bald people. You always look at a bald person and go, you look like my first finger. This will go viral. I reckon you could go viral from this. You look a little bit Jabba the Hutt, like a skinny version of Jabba the Hutt, because his neck and his head roll into one, basically. That's what you've done here. I will say, it's not your natural head. You are tilting your chin into your neck.
Well, it's still my head. I haven't attached someone else's on me.
What? Where are you? You're going down a kid's playground.
Yeah, that's just out of Marupna.
As a thumb?
Yep.
I strongly recommend anyone listening right now to go thumb, G-A-L. I'll give you a follow. You've now got 6 followers because that is, I'll tell you what, Herbs, you have all the talent to go viral. So you're going to stick to the thumb theme?
Yeah, that's from Thumb Girl.
You know what, Herbs? I doubted you, but you can do Iron Chef Thursdays and you can be a thumb.
I'm so talented. There's my new Tinder bio. It's Breakfast Show
with Josiah and Herbie. What's the most offensive present you reckon you've ever received?
I tell you, it's my joke book. The fact book. When I gave my boyfriend at the time skydiving voucher, a couple months later my birthday rolls around and I received a book and it was the useless facts you can read while on the loo.
No wonder you are single because I'd be dumping that guy so quickly. That book's worth, what, $3? And you gave him, what, $600 present?
I literally called him and said, did you give me by accident your dad's Father's Day gift?
Far out. That's almost as offensive as this. Sir Richard Branson yesterday sacked 3,000 Virgin Australian Tiger Air workers. It was all over the news. Very sad for all those people. The struggling airline affected employees across cabin crew, ground crew, engineers, baggage handlers, and some of their international head office staff as well. I've got a friend who's a, what do you call it? I've got a
mind blank. Flight attendant?
Yeah, that's the word I'm looking for. Far. I told you it's early.
What do you call it? And you double your hands.
A flight attendant. She does that, old Sarah. And also a mate of mine works at head office as well. He's been stood down. Sad news for them, but great news because Sir Richard Branson says, hey, I'm sorry I've had to sack you, but I'm giving every single one of you a parting gift.
Tell me it's a pass to his island.
Well, that's the thing. Sir Richard Branson, a billionaire.
Yeah.
He's a pretty cool guy, right?
He's fun. He's a guy that I'd love to have the number of to be friends with.
You're right. He is a lot of fun. So when you find out Sir Richard Branson is giving you a present for being sacked because of a pandemic, your expectations are kind of high.
Oh, you think good times. Even if it's something small, you know the message behind it is going to be fun.
The billionaire issued thousands of personally signed photographs. Of each Virgin Australia aircraft to commemorate their time at the airline.
So wait, he has signed a picture of a plane?
Yeah.
And he sent that as a gift?
Sorry you've been fired. Here you go.
But his signature on the plane?
Literally.
I'm so confused. Why would he give that as a gift?
Because no one knows. He's going, say, guys, here you go.
I don't want to be in his corner here. But he's a smart man. He's a rich man. Do you reckon he's thinking these will have some value to it? Because there is no point to it. So people will want it. Like, I now look at that and think, wouldn't mind having a picture of a plane with Richard Branson's signature on it.
Would you buy one?
I wouldn't buy it, but if I knew it had some worth to it, I would hope to be gifted it so then I could then on-sell it.
That's the thing. If you gave one or two away, and maybe it'd be worth a bit
of... Oh, yeah, valuable, yes.
3,000 of them. I don't think it's worth much anymore, does
it? They're no Pokemon card.
No. It's not a rare thing anymore, is it? It's not a shiny Sir Richard Branson card.
May as well give a plane out, Richard. They're
honestly
not going to get off the ground anytime soon.
Give us some shares in Virgin when you...
Literally.
You know, something.
Or even an IOU, a trip to my island.
Literally.
You don't have to follow through because it's just your handwriting on a thing.
All right, here's a question for you. You get two presents, right? It's Christmas. It's KK, mm-hmm. Kris Kringle, whatever they call it. Don't get the KKK, the one with the two Ks.
Yes, got it.
Richard, you get two presents, right? You don't know which one. You open one. It's a signed autograph from Sir Richard Branson. You open the other. It's the joke book from your ex-boyfriend. Which one do you prefer?
I'm going to have to go the book.
Really?
It's because it's brought a lot of joy to people's lives. We've used it on this show.
Yeah, fact of day keeps the doctor away.
Years ago. Years and years ago.
Years ago, yeah. Is that in the book, that joke? Because that is a beauty. The Hit Breakfast Show. With
Josiah and Herbie. This is Hit. Look, it is a very special time. It's a celebration, I should say, for Women's Weekly because their birthday book, you know, the magazine, their birthday book, it's turned 40.
Everyone grew up with one in their household.
If you have never had a cake made out of the Women's Weekly book, you're not Australian.
Oh, 100% agree. Well, coming back from school every day, Chef Charla was a chef at a very young age. He had a hiatus for about 20 years. But when I used to come home from school, I used to cook the brownies from that book every day and followed it religiously, and they were unbelievable.
They are great. Now, if you have seen the book, you would be aware that they've got the jelly pool cake, the footy field, the duck with a ruffle chippy beak, you got the dump truck, the train, that's a big player, Candy Castle. There's a lot of iconic cakes in this book. I think it's basically part of our history. When you take the citizenship test, you should actually know about this book.
For sure. They make you taste some Vegemite and cook
bake
it.
A cake.
For sure. And what did you, have you ever cooked one out of it?
I have indeed, actually. Just last year, I I was put on a talking ban because I damaged my vocal cords. And we need the voice for our job. And I wasn't allowed to speak for 24 hours. So I thought, what can you do? May as well bake a cake.
How do we make that happen again?
The talking van?
And the cake, both.
Just kept me to strain my vocal cords again. But I did make the Candy Castle. Wasn't my greatest cake.
Really?
I'll be honest. I feel like Mum does a better job at it. But I tried.
Yeah,
and that's a thing.
They used to do the mug. What's the mug cake one they did as well? Mum used to help me with that one.
There's tons of them. They are so great. And I think the task and challenge of actually completing one, that's the thrill. Like, yes, you get to eat it and it's delicious. But knowing that you've done something which is so iconic, so Australian, that is an accomplishment.
Yeah, the thing with this book, though, is they used to make it so approachable and so easy for kids to be able to cook with their parents. However, they never turned out like the book.
No. I mean, you can try as hard as you want, but it is a hard task. Now, many people hold on to this book because it is worth something these days. They're very rare because everyone wants one in their kitchen because they're not sold anymore. But they are now. They're returning because of 40 years and celebrating their B-Day. We have the return of the Women's Weekly Birthday Cake Book.
So is it the same thing? Same cover, same everything?
Same at all. Very sweet $19.99. You can get this one. It's going to be great. I reckon cakes, especially now going back to stage 3 restrictions, they're going to be popping up left, right and centre.
Yeah, my thing is with desserts is I like to buy them. Like, I like to go to Cold Rock. I like to go get my Cadbury's chocolate. I like to, you know.
Yeah, but you got time on your hand now, man.
Yeah, I know, but I'll spend that time into cooking actual food.
If this is actual food.
Yeah, I know.
This isn't make-believe. It's not pretend. You can eat it.
I know, but I exhausted myself when I was a kid because I used to live by this book religiously. Now I'm like, I think I've done everything I can.
Look, we did want to celebrate the magazine this morning, the birthday book. We wanted to get you guys on the show to let us know, GV, what cake did you attempt? Maybe you tried because your kid was asking, please, can I have the footy field, Mum? And you attempted it and you failed. We'd love to hear from you. Which birthday book cake did you attempt?
Let's take a trip down memory lane this morning, Herbs. Did you bake one of the cakes from the Women's Day book, and what was it? We'd love to hear from you. We do have Megan from Tatura on the line at the moment. Did you try one of these cakes, Megs?
I did, and I'll never do it again.
Which one did you go for out of the book?
Do you remember the train one?
Ah, the classic. That's on the front cover. How can you forget?
Yeah. So I attempted that one.
It's quite tedious.
Yeah. absolutely. There's a few other words for it too. yeah, no, I attempted that one, and it was a green train. At the birthday party, I just kept on getting told how cute the slug was.
Oh. That's the thing, though, Megan. In your defence, right? They want you to bake a train, but they don't provide the baking trays in the shape of a train. So, what are you meant to do?
Exactly.
I mean, the positive is you just added another recipe to that book. You've added the slug.
It's the classic slug recipe, isn't it?
Good on you, Megan. We appreciate your call this morning. The Hit
Breakfast Show. With Josiah and Herbie. Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.
2020 Traveller's Choice Experience Awards were on yesterday, which is hosted by TripAdvisor. So they go through basically their website and the list that they put up, and they then declare which ones are the number one from their list that they put up, as voted by themselves.
Of course it is.
Now, they ranked the best experiences, the top five in the world. And I want to run through them with you to see your thoughts, because in number five, it was Northern Ireland Highlights Day Trip, which includes a giant causeway from Dublin.
Is this that the weird lights in the sky? Like they do it in Iceland as well?
Not the green. You're thinking of the green lights.
Exactly.
No, it's not that. This is just a causeway like our one.
Come on.
From Shep to Marupna.
What makes it better than ours?
Don't think there's much to it, because it only cost $80 to go over it. So ours is free. Four, you got Discover Berlin Half Day Walking Tour.
Yeah.
Can walk anywhere around the Goulburn Valley.
I've had a few friends do Berlin. They said it's a great city, but it's nothing to brag about.
Luxury small group canal cruise in Amsterdam for number three.
It'd be nice to do.
It'd be nice to go on a river, but hey, we've got rivers here.
Yeah, it's not on my bucket list.
Number two, this one I can get around, pizza and gelato cooking class.
Oh, yeah.
In Tuscan farmhouse.
Top five in the world, though.
I mean, it's top number two.
I mean, we can do it. You could go to Cold Rock.
Exactly. Exactly. And then number one in the world, Premium Red Dunes and Camel Safari with barbecue in Dubai.
Yeah, I would love to do that.
I would, but we've got camels here. Remember we drove back from Echuca the other day when we saw the big camel farm?
Yeah.
We could do that here in the GV. And I know at the moment we can't travel anywhere except locally, not so much in stage three restrictions, but when we do lift, I thought it would be good to shove TripAdvisor's list out of the way and let's go to our own list.
Well, is this an official list on their website or is this the Josiah and Herbie
this
list?
This is the J&H list.
Right, okay.
So I'm just going for the top three. Number three, Lake Muela. Lots of activities.
That'd be number one in my eyes.
I was about to say, up there for you, you do head there a lot and you like to get your tan on there.
Yeah, g'day to the locals and see me walking around the lake.
You might like number two, Mount Buller.
Yeah, I do love Buller as well. Get up there. I don't get my shirt off up there as much.
I mean, you have still got your shirt off up there. There's definitely evidence at our Instagram.
Hence the word as.
As GB. Much. But number one, this is unbelievable. And I know that you've been there. Many people have been there. And it's definitely the hot spot in the Goulburn Valley. And that would have to be Kmart in Shepparton.
Yeah, you're not right.
It's busy. Busy people flock to it. I mean, when I moved here, I didn't realise how big of an attraction it was.
I tell you what, just doing a drive-by out the front's an experience in itself.
Do you know what is the next experience from actually going to it? Hanging outside.
Yeah, even better.
Even better.
You know, it's great mingling with the locals there. I put that on your top three, no doubt at all.
Show. With Josiah and Herbie, Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.
Herbs, we've been talking about my name because this week we've had a bit of a rebrand here on the station, and the girl that does my new voiceover says it wrong. Now, my name is Josiah for all those playing along.
Show. With Josiah and Herbie, Goulburn Valley's.
She just misses the mark by that much.
She really pronounces the Joe,
Sire.
And then she even comes in a little bit, not Sire, but more Zaya.
Yeah.
It's sort of two double whammies.
On the show yesterday, we spoke about when people can't get your name right off the back of that. We got a few calls off the GV.
Mine is spelled S-E-A-N, and some people refer to me as Sean.
My name's Kylie, but spelled K-I-L-E-E, so everyone says Killy.
So after that, our boss Leroy heard that. Fired off an email to our production team, wherever they're based around Australia, and said we need to sort out his name because it's really bad that our listeners are listening to Hit 96.9 and they hear Josiah's name and they're going to start saying it wrong.
Well, I feel like it's not bad for them, but it's bad for your family, really.
Yeah, well, it's bad for branding, to be honest. Like, it's a radio station. Like, branding's your number one thing. Marketing.
I mean, my name's fine, so I'm quite okay.
Yeah, we love hobby. Anyway, I received back a recording yesterday, and it was off the girl trying to do my name again yesterday. It's pretty good. Like, she gives it a crack several times. Did she nail it? I'll let you be the judge. This is her struggling yesterday.
With Josiah and Herbie. With Josiah and Herbie. This is Josiah and Herbie. This is Josiah and Herbie. This is Josiah and Herbie. With Josiah and Herbie.
That last one. What do you reckon?
I reckon she nearly got there.
I wrote back going, it's as close as she's going to get. Just roll with it.
The poor girl. I honestly reckon... She is dreading every time she opens her mouth. She is thinking, oh gosh, like she's overthinking it because she knows she can do it. But then when she goes to say it, she can't.
Have you ever had like anxiety before a speech or something and your throat kind of swells up? You can hear the swelling in her voice as she's trying to say it.
With Josiah and Herbie. With Josiah and Herbie.
Just relax, love.
This is Josiah and Herbie.
Almost.
This is Josiah and Herbie.
Not quite.
This is Josiah and Herbie.
This last one?
With Josiah and Herbie.
So close.
Are we happy with it?
I mean, are you happy with it?
Not really, but... What can you do, Herbs? We're just going to have to keep rolling, hey?
Thanks, Joe.
Josiah and Herbie. Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.
I had a conversation with one of the girls in the office yesterday. We were talking about Iron Chef Thursdays, which you are in the middle of at the moment, which is you're cooking some churros.
Follow everything at Hit GV on Insta.
And I was saying to Robbie in sales, I was thinking about it. Herbs is spending a lot of money on ingredients every single week. I thought it'd be great to get a sponsor on the show. And this is where my dad came up with a genius idea of hitting up a company like Breville or some really big ironing company and getting them to sponsor the segment.
Well, this is true. And you also are in need of a new iron because I actually cook with yours.
And that's what I want to talk about now. And Robbie's like, well, what happened to that iron in the studio? I was like, well, that was mine. But I can no longer use it because there's grease and oil and all sorts of stuff all over it.
You can use it. It just would probably ruin your clothes.
Robbie goes, well, what do you do at home now when you need to iron something? And I said, I don't.
Yeah, it doesn't shock me.
And she goes, what do you mean you don't iron? And I said, why would I iron? As if I need to iron something, I pay Morgan, my roommate, to do it for me.
Really?
Yeah, or just shake it and hang it up till it's flat.
Like even a shirt?
Yeah, it's not, and it's not because I don't, it is because I don't like doing it. I actually hate ironing. And then Robbie turned around to me and goes, you need to start enjoying ironing and start doing it more because as a lady, there's nothing sexier than seeing a man iron. I was like, what?
Yeah, I see what she's saying. I mean, a lot of men probably don't iron and so actually seeing him do a chore, that's probably attractive as well,
so
not
as
just
a girl,
the ironing part.
Seeing a bloke ironed, you go, oh, yes, let me get a piece of him.
I don't know if I see him and think that. Like, I don't want to jump him straight away, but I think, well done.
It just isn't something that I've ever loved. Yeah. And it's not the fact that I think it's a woman's job. I just hate ironing. Like, when I get the iron out and do it, and that's why when we did Iron Chef Thursdays, when we first kicked it off a couple of months ago, I had no issue handing over my iron.
No, you said it would be great to get some use for once.
Thanks for Mum and Dad for buying that for me.
Yes.
But now, and that got me thinking, and I said to Robbie as well, I was like, well, you'd find my dad very sexy because growing up, my dad, he is an ironer. My dad would iron everything, even his handkerchiefs.
Really?
Oh, he'd fold them and iron them. And I used to look at Dad, I'm like, you're weird, mate. You are so weird. And I thought, I wonder if Mum looks at Dad and goes, yep, Skender, you know what? You've really nailed it. This is a really good look for you.
Well, thinking about it, Dad doesn't iron. No way. I haven't seen him pull out the iron. And I don't think any of my brothers iron. They're very terrible.
But if they did, would their partners or would your mum, Trishy, would Trishy just look at him and go, whoo?
Do you know, I reckon yes. I reckon Mum would. A, because he's doing a chore. And also, I guess it is quite attractive because you go, wowee, look at him. Look at those muscles, those biceps just popping out, popping back in.
See?
It's quite nice.
But even when I do iron, I don't feel sexy.
And then you put on the iron shirt and it's sexier than a crinkled one. There's a lot of positives to ironing.
I don't know about that. I'd love to hear from you, GV. Let's throw it out. It's a simple one this morning. Men ironing, is it sexy?
I reckon so. I reckon people would get off on it, yeah.
Do you find men ironing sexy?
Yes.
A lot of women, well, that was very aggressive. Wow. If there is a fella out there, Herbie is single, and if you iron, it sounds like she is all yours if you can do it. I just got a text off Grandma, and I thought she was listening to the show about ironing sexy. I thought she might have said Granddad does it, but she said, are you in stage 3 or 4? Different topic, Grandma. We're in stage 3. Thanks for listening, though. 13, 12, 16 is the number we're after. Are men ironing sexy? Herbie definitely thinks they are. Julie and Shet, what do you reckon?
Of course it is.
Yes. Yes. Especially what about
standing there, jocks ready to put their shirt on after they got it on, nice and hot.
Yeah, that Tom Cruise look from what's the movie that he did in when he wasn't wearing any pants?
Whatever.
Yeah, that's it.
Julie,
what is it about a man ironing? Is it, like Herb said before, the pumping action when he's spreading that iron? What's so sexy about it?
Yeah, a bit of that. And also because, he's taking pride in his appearance.
Yes, that's it. Hit the nail on the head.
Nah, I reckon you ladies are just lazy now and you're just going, you guys are saving.
We're lazy. Yeah, we're the ones that have ironed our whole life.
Julie, we're just saving you a bit of work. I reckon that's what's sexy about it. Is that any truth to
that? That might be part of it too.
It could be.
Yeah. Ironing's a drag.
Look at Josiah's trying to find his way out of it.
Yeah, I just don't want to do it, to be honest. I'll pay anyone. Julie, can you come over and do my ironing later? I've got a couple of blankets and shirts that need ironing.
No. I want somebody to do mine.
$20, I'll be there.
Okay, you're on.
Yes.
With Josiah and Herbie, Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.
Very, very important moment in the show. We do this every week, Iron Chef Thursdays.
We do indeed. This is where I cook a dish in the studio using an iron. And on today's menu was churros, a difficult one because you do have to deep fry. You also have to cook, or I should say melt the chocolate and make sure you don't burn it, which I have done many a times in the past. I have to say, I was very nervous along the way with this one. I have spilt a lot of oil. But I have managed to get the dish together. How is it looking, Josiah?
Well, it looks delicious. And I will point out, I lived in Spain for a couple of months, a few years ago now, and I ate a lot of churros. So if there's anyone more experienced to know what a good churros tastes like, it's me. So I'm nervous for you. However, just before we went to that song, you hadn't put the sugar on the churros. I tell you what, a naked churros without sugar looks really bad.
It does. It's like a naked mole rat. It looks not good.
That's exactly what it looks like. But now that you've put the sugar on it, it looks like churros.
It does. For me, I think presentation, I've killed it. Like, it looks amazing. The chocolate I've melted. I've never melted chocolate better. Using an iron, there's a tip.
And pretty quick as well.
Very quick.
They look like a bunch of baby chipolatas.
They do. They're a little smaller because it was hard to pipe them into a little tray. Mm. I reckon the presentation might be better than the taste. I'm a little nervous, I won't lie.
It's an awful, awfully familiar looking thing, this little churros.
I'm glad you said little.
I'm dipping in the chocolate. Do I go for it now?
Yeah, go for it now. It looks good. If you want to see how I've managed to get this dish together, you can go to our Instagram at HitGV. Follow it there because I have managed to complete churros on an iron, but I don't know if they're going to taste good.
Before I chuck this in my mouth, it's really hard. I don't know if it's meant to be that hard, but... I might break my teeth here. Hang
on. Oh, no, you're in.
Oh, good.
Oh. It sounds good. It sounds crispy on the outside.
The chocolate's really good.
I mean, I just melted it, so I can't take all the credit for chocolate.
In the words... Oh, sorry, I still need to eat. I feel really rude talking while I'm thinking. In your own words, Herbs.
Unbloody believable. Really?
Unbloody believable, as you would say. Really, really delicious. It's edible. No, I'm not being rude. It's really, really nice.
Have I just overcooked them a tad?
No. I'm just getting put off because it's the yellow on the inside, but it tastes exactly like churros.
You followed a step, so...
Hey, going by looks, I'm not judging a book by its cover because it tastes heaven.
Well, there you go. Churros and an iron. You can do it, guys. Anyone who has to hotel quarantine these days, if you're going interstate, if you're allowed.
Mate, great effort. I was about to put it again. I can't. I've got to wait. No. We've got to go to news, but I really want to eat some more. I've got about 20 churros in front of me now.
Go to our Instagram right now. You can see the finished product of the churros. It is an accomplishment. The Hit
Breakfast Show. With Josiah and Herbie. Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.